And joining us now is our friend Linda Fry from over in Ely. She is the executive director of the Ely Chamber of Commerce. We seem to find a way to talk to her frequently for all the activities that they've got going over there. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hope everybody there is doing well.
We're all doing just great. Thank you. And is it snowing? Is it snowing in Ely?
No.
Oh, good.
No, we good. Have. In fact, it's done virtually nothing today.
Oh, that's kind of the same way here. The wind has blown and it's kind of cool, but we didn't get any of the precipitation that they were talking about.
Sure. I think most of it went south of us.
Yeah. Well, now, as usual, you got more going on in Ely than any three towns ought to have going on. We have visited with you about such things as Canada trying to buy Ely, annex Ely. We visited you about the Center for the Study of Obsessive Compulsive Fishing. We talked to you not quite a year ago about the fact that you were in the running, competing for the for the 2016 Olympics, which, by the way, I've seen bumper stickers all over the place, but Ely.
Good, too. Good.
Dairy Queen, International Dairy Queen, was trying to buy the naming rights to the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Did you ever get tired of coming up with stuff over there?
No, we never get tired of it. But each year gets tougher and tougher to get the same type of response that we've gotten the previous year. So we're working hard.
Now, tell us first of all, and I don't know that we've visited about that, but tell us first of all how Dairy Queen came to want to name the Boundary Waters. Well, how did that whole deal come about?
Well, it just seemed like another out of the box type promotion that we've tried to stick with each year. And when we looked at, we actually looked at the Twin Cities stadiums in the past 12 months or so, and all the attention paid to the naming rights to those venues,
mm-hmm.
as well as the football field at the HH Metrodome this past fall, it just seemed like an interesting road to explore. So actually, Dairy Queen contacted us, and they were pretty excited about some of the promotions we had done in the past. And they were very willing to go in on some type of promotion with us this year.
And so this is true. Dairy Queen did, I mean, I have to assume that they were all part of the marketing effort, but they did contact you.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
And we have to remember the home base of Dairy Queen is in Minneapolis.
Absolutely. And it does seem to have kind of a natural tie. I know I'm reading on your webpage about the fact that Dairy Queen said that, you know, they were looking for a way to promote the 25th anniversary of the signature blizzard treat. That makes sense for Ely, I guess.
Correct.
At least
part
of the year.
Well, you know, Ely has blizzards.
Sure.
They have blizzards. They're international. We're international. They have a guy named Buster who hangs out, or we have a guy named Buster who hangs out at one of the bars. Of course, they have a Buster bar, so what better fit do we have?
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. So, and as you say, just about everything now carries the name of some, you know, the bowl games, stadiums, whatever, all seem to carry the name of a corporate. So it just would make sense that...
Absolutely. So now, the Boundary Waters is now known as the IDQ BWCAW. And I hope that news has traveled up that way.
It has, in fact. And in fact, I've seen bumper stickers that recommend that people canoe the IDQ BWCAW.
Great.
It's a long bumper sticker. Now, have you heard from anybody that has taken this very seriously and just really been irate about the fact that you're trying to get corporate?
Yes, we have.
Have you?
You know, every year when we pull something on April 1st, people have a tendency to forget what the date is. and as soon as we, they're kind of embarrassed as soon as we remind them. Depending on how irate they are, we may or may not remind them.
I see.
In fact, we've got a bunch of protesters right now.
You're kidding.
That are watching the Boundary Waters, and they're carrying signs that say no dilly bars in the BWCA. We're having fun.
Well, and I've asked you this before, but this has got to get you, as all the others did, this has got to get you just an incredible amount of publicity that you could just never buy.
We could never touch the cost. To give you some examples, we had a full page in the Orlando Sentinel talking about one of our promotions, the first paragraph and the rest of the entire page was why come to Ely. We couldn't have bought that type of advertising.
Absolutely. And how about like radio and TV and stuff like that? Do you hear from them too?
Absolutely. And if you would watch the Twin Cities, particularly the Twin Cities radio stations, on April 1st, it's just loaded with stuff about Ely.
I suppose.
And as they pick it up, then Chicago's been very good to us, too.
Now, and these promotions always come out on April 1st?
So far.
I see. Well, now, one of the things, and there's a couple of things that I did want to talk to you about specifically, and one of them is the fact that Ely is in the running for the title of America's Coolest Small Town. And that's being promoted by Budget Travel.
Correct.
And this is, I think they had, I don't remember, I read how many different nominations, but I think they selected 21 towns, is that right?
Correct. It was 20 or 21 towns.
20 or 21 towns all over the country.
Right.
And that they had to be under 10,000 residents, and then you get to go online and vote for America's Coolest Small Town. How long does that promotion run?
That runs until the 9th, which I believe is this Sunday.
Oh, so it's closing down. So how did that happen, Linda? How did? And I want to remind our listeners, we're visiting with Linda Fry from the Ely Chamber of Commerce. How did that whole thing come to pass? How come to
we
be?
We don't have a clue.
Really?
No, we don't. All of a sudden, we had somebody email us that indicated to go to Budget Travel and notice that Ely is up for one of the America's Coolest Small Towns voting. So, to be honest with you, we have no clue how that happened.
And you're don't much care how it happened as long as it did happen.
Right. And I looked this morning, and we are leading. Second place is Brevard, North Carolina, and we're leading them by about 50,000 votes. Hopefully by Sunday we'll still be leading.
Wow! So Ely is right now leading in the whole contest.
Correct.
Unbelievable!
Yep.
And that seems to be 50,000 votes would seem to be a substantial lead with only 2 days left to go.
I would hope we're safe.
Yeah. Now, and maybe you can, maybe you can't disclose it. When Ely wins the coolest small town, and by the way, there's another natural tie in a
right.
lot of the year. Cool.
there you go.
when Ely wins America's coolest small town, what do you get? What happens? Do you know?
Well, like anything else, it gives us the opportunity to again promote ourselves as America's coolest small town. And I think one of the things when I look at this type of recognition, it's because of the quality of life and the arts and the restaurant scene, plus the proximity to nature. So it's a little different award, type of award than we've gotten in the past, and hopefully a different market.
Now, is Budget Travel a magazine, or is it?
Yes, they have a magazine, and I believe they will feature Ely. As America's coolest small town, assuming we win, in their July-August issue.
And that certainly can't hurt, can it?
No, it can't.
Now, for those folks who are listening wherever we're broadcasting and would like to lend a hand to Ely in that contest, how would they go about voting?
The best way, the easiest way to go is to go to our website, which is ely.org, and you will see right about the middle top of the page, Budget Travel.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that and vote.
Oh, okay. So that's all you need to do.
All you need to do. And we'd appreciate any votes you can give us.
I'm sure that's true. And I've got your website up here. And since Grand Marais isn't in the running, I'll be happy to vote for Ely.
There you go.
And
if Grand Marais were in the running and we weren't, we'd vote for them.
I know you would. Okay, now the final thing I want to talk to you about, and I as always, I want to thank you so much for taking time on a Friday evening to visit with us. But
I appreciate this.
Tell us, this is my favorite. Tell us your Ely story in 6 words. And that's, again, something you've got on your website. What's that all about?
Okay, we started that last year. And we just, we're trying to put a book together. And we want people to tell us about their vacation, their stay in Ely in 6 words. And we've got, I don't know whether you've looked at that or had a chance to look at it, but there are some super, super six words item on there.
Well, now why six words?
I don't know why six words. We were trying to keep it short.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to go with the six words.
Well, I know on your website it says that Ernest Hemingway was once challenged to write, I believe it was like a short story.
Right.
In six words, and he did it. I think it was Baby Shoes for Sale, Never Worn.
Correct.
And he later
Correct.
Claimed that it was one of his best works.
And that was an example that we gave people.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're going
to... So hopefully we'll be able to do something with that, either in a book or some type of format.
And so, okay, I was just going to say, so you're going to try and put it into a collection of everybody's... and can you tell us how many entries you've had in that so far?
You know, we've got no... I'm going to say the last time I looked, about 12,000. I'm sorry, 1,200.
1,200 entries?
1,200.
That's amazing.
Right.
That's amazing. And how long does that go on?
We're probably going to run that through this summer.
I see. With all of these things going on, and as I say, when you look at your website, it's just you got all these promotions. And, of course, along with your annual events that you do, the Wolf Track Sled Dog Race, which supposed to happen in March. Did that actually happen, or were you?
That was canceled,
like a lot of them. You've got the Blueberry Arts Festival in July. You've got the Harvest Moon Festival in September. But these marketing programs, is there any way, and we kind of touched on this once before when you and I talked, but is there any way to some kind of firmly determine what they have meant in terms of dollars and cents in the town of Ely?
We have no idea.
Is that right?
No, you and I talked about this before. It's awful tough to tell.
Yeah.
We're struggling with the internet presence that we have, too, to try to track that.
Uh-huh.
Years ago, when I first started the chamber, it was very easy to... We could track everything because everything was done by phone or by mail.
Oh, sure.
And it's just, it's gotten to the point that it's very, very tough to track. Our best indication is our lodging tax.
Mm-hmm.
And if we see an increase in lodging tax, we're assuming that the promotions are working for us. Now, having said that, we have to take the economics that been facing the last couple of years into account.
Yep.
But we were only very, very slightly down in 2009. And most of that was attributed to winter.
Sure. So, not the same as here. My guess is, though, that the businesses who are part of the chamber and who operate in Ely don't want to see you stop doing this.
No, they don't. And, you know, when you do this type of promotion, they also, if they kind of think out of the box, can come up with some creative things.
For instance,
when we are hopefully named the coolest small town, we're going to have the coolest sunglasses, we're going to have the coolest T-shirts, we're going to have the coolest mugs, and these people are going to be promoting these things.
Sure.
It gives them the opportunity to increase their revenue, too.
One last question. What does the summer tourism season look like or shaping up right now?
You know, it's looking a little better than last year.
Good.
At the same point.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping for a good summer.
Yeah.
And as everyone else, you know, you really have to work to maintain what you have.
That's right. And you know, you've got those variables that you just can't control, like the weather, for instance. So
right.
You got to do everything you can other than worrying about the weather. So, Linda, I want to again thank you so much for being with us. We've been visiting with Linda Fry of the Chamber of Commerce over in Ely. It's always a delight to talk to you and always a delight to follow what's going on. And tell those folks, you know, out on the picket line out there about the Dilly Bars, you know, if they need any support, we could probably ship some folks over to help them walk the
picket line. And we hope you guys have a great summer.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Linda.